Hello everyone, we are up to Simon Reis, Thomas Beis, Siv Gimel, the bottom of page 68. Moving on to page 69, we are still talking about Kavod Lo'Anik Shabbos in terms of getting dressed over here. Siv Beis, we talked about over here, we're actually at the end of Siv Beis. We did not finish reading Siv Beis. We said over here in Siv Beis, Yishtal Shilu Begadim Noyim LeShabbos, and we talked about a lot about which Begadim, how the one dressed for Shabbos, v'chulei v'chulei. Okay? V'im i'ef sharlo l'fachot yishal shel the god of lumat mata derech kavah. Okay, if you cannot wear, doesn't have special clothes, he's not wealthy enough to have a special Shabbos outfit, so at least he should change his garments in a different way than even during the week, where he rolls up his pants so they don't get dirty. Okay, on Shabbos, he should meshalshul them lumata. He should let them go in order that they look different on Shabbos than they do on Chol. Baruch Hashem. I assume all of us have some type of Shabbos clothes that they have a difference between Shabbos and Chol, and that's the way it is supposed to be. Fine. Moving on to Siv Gimel over here. Yilbash begodim anoyim. You should wear the nicest clothes that you have. Yismach bevias Shabbos. Okay, and you should be happy with the coming of Shabbos ki yotzei likras hamelech, just like you're going out to greet a king, uki yotzei likras chosin nekalo, or someone's going out with the simcha of going to greet a chosin nekalo. And then it brings down the Gemara that's brought down twice in Shabbos Kuv Yagimel, and Baba Kama Lamedalad of Abayz, the Rabbi Chanina Ma'ati Fekoy Bepanya, the Mali the Shabbosah, Vamru Boi Vinetzei likras Shabbos Malchusah. Okay, Rabbi Chanina, he was Ma'ati. Machokas Rashi, Rama was in Ma'atev. Ma'atev either means like Rashi says, his fanciest clothes, or like Rama says he was Ma'atev in the Talis. Okay? But he would go, towards the evening of Erev Shabbos, and he'd go out clearly to go greet the Shabbos Malchusah. That's what he would go ahead and do, on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yani Omer, Bowie Chala, as you can imagine, a lot of this is where the Charuz of Kabbalah Shabbos of the Chadodi comes from this Gemara over here, that we're actually greeting the Shabbos Malchus. Okay, what does it mean? Kiyotzei likras hamelech. Kiyotzei likras chosin v'kalo. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saldim v'Rabbasel, Kiyotzei kolomar. Kavod kebemelech, you should treat an honor like it's a melech. V'simcha kebechasin v'kalo. And the simcha should be like a chasna of greeting a chasin v'kalo. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be like. The Marsha over there in Baba Kama, what's the double lashon of Bowie Chala? Bowie Chala? Oh, he says the first lashon of Bowie Chala, says the Marsha over there in Baba Kama, she'echadu mazmin ha'kala l'chuppah. One is inviting the Kala to the Chuppah, and the second one is the Bayis Shel Chasam, the Yichud room, where the Chasam takes the Kala afterwards. Once again, this mashal of Chasam and Kala is very much so present. What is supposed to be in Shabbos, there's supposed to be some type of greeting on Shabbos, and that's what really Kabbalah Shabbos is all about. That's why Kabbalah Shabbos is a special time where we're going out to greet the Shabbos Malchusah. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, see, Katan Tess, that one has to be very careful on there because of the Kedusha and the Simcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, see, Katan Tess, the Zohar and Mekubalim, he's zero mouth. And the Zohar and the Mekubalim are warn you very greatly, Shelo Yeshum Machlokis B'Shabbos, there should be no fighting between man and his friend on Shabbos. Chas l'shalom u'bivrat b'nish l'ishton. For sure, between husband and wife, well, they should be extra careful to have extra shalom bayis during Shabbos, not to have any machlokes on Shabbos. The Ber Heitev over here, very interesting, Osi Katan Beis, introduces us to the fact of blessing the children on Friday night, but it sounds very different than our minhag. Says the Ber Heitev, quoting the Arizal, V'yinashik yidei imo bilal Shabbos kishiim avarechos ozo. One should kiss the hand of his mother when she blesses him on Friday night. V'sodo muvor b'divrei Arizal. Once again, apikabal is the very beginning. Generally, the minig in Klal Yisrael is that generally the father blesses the children, like in most households. But you see over here in Makor that there's an inyan for the mother to bless the children also, or maybe only, okay? And Dafka over here, why it is, I don't know, I'm not a Kabbalist, but over here, Dafka kissed the hand of the mother when she's blessing the children on Friday night. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Levin saw it's beautiful when he's, the Corona, he doesn't have family over, but when he used to come home from Shul, all the children, all the grandchildren would line up in a line, and they would all get blessed one after another. And that's only after first Rebbe Saul would go ahead and bless all of his children, whether they were there or not there. He would turn in the different directions where his children live and give a bracha for this child, give a bracha for that child, and then they would line up the ones that were present and get a bracha from Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita on Friday night. That was the first thing when he walked in the door. That's exactly what they would go ahead and do. Okay, Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkatan Yud, and this is very lumaisa what happened this Shabbos. Okay, listen very carefully, and this a lot of people don't know and don't understand what the real minhag is, and we might have made a mistake already here. Leil Shabbos. Says like this, Sifkatan Yud. V'ktsas mekobos dogim atzeizim v'eknesel azor v'omrim boi v'neitzei. Okay, most people don't do this, but some actually go outside, like it sounds like over here, from the Gemara, and to go ahead and greet the Shabbos Malka, so the people leave the shul to go greet the Malka. That's generally not the minhag, but V'anu noagim. Our noag is shemahapchim pneim litzad marav kishomrim boi b'shalom. When we say boi b'shalom, the last stanza of lichadodi, we are knowing to go ahead and turn around to the west. Okay? V'noagim la'amud az la'asas duko k'mosh k'bal shemikabu pnei adam gadol. The minhag is to stand up and to, as if you're mikabu pnei adam gadol, you're greeting the Shabbos Malchusa, you're greeting pnei adam gadol. That's what it is supposed to do. Okay? Different people stand up at different points. Most people stand up sometime before Boi B'Shalom. Okay? Dafka Morin Rabbeinu Nevetzel has no need to stand up at Hisori Hisori. Hisori Hisori. Again, everyone gets up. Okay? Lito Rare. Okay? Awaken. That's when Morin Rabbeinu Nevetzel Dafka stands up at Lechadot. Now, says Morin Rabbeinu Nevetzel, this is where the Nikuda is. Said Dibur Maslam Dog. Sorry. Shemahafkin. Dibur Maslam Shemahafkin. Lav dafka hopeich panav. It doesn't mean to turn your head. Elulam yifnilamar of your body. You should go ahead and turn towards the west. Gamim aron hakodesh einu b'marav. Even if the aron kodesh is not in the marav, but generally we generally faced east, definitely in Chutz Laaretz and many places in Eretz. So you're definitely dafka facing everyone who's west of Yerushalayim. You go ahead and face east. However, imat tzibur ponav betals l'tzad shekineged aron kodesh. If the tzibur turns instead to the makom of the Aron Kodesh, if the gamhu imahem, if they turn the wrong way, done. It's like this. The way to turn, you're supposed to dafka turn to the west, either because like the Gemara Baba Basra says, Shechina b'marav, or because that's where the sun is setting, and therefore there's where the Shabbos Malchusa is coming in from. It's dafka to the west. You're supposed to be turning to the west when you are going ahead and nodding. So therefore, if you are in the east, like we were the Shabbos, okay, so you're davening west towards Yerushalayim. So therefore, if you go ahead and turn around, you're turning towards the east. That is the incorrect thing to do because there's no eating. It's not turning to your back to wherever you're davening. It's dafka turning towards the west. You're normally davening east, so therefore we turn towards the west. That's the Rav Meir of Nevin. So therefore, you know, Tzibur Ponev et Tos, if they go to the wrong way, so he says you should also turn with the Tzibur because of Lo Tos Godenu. Okay, Tino Yiglimnana Miyitzer Lo Tos Godenu. But says Rav Nevin, so you shouldn't say Boi B'Sholem at that point because it's incorrect. You're not greeting the Malchusa facing east. You say Boi B'Shalom either before you turn or after your turn if they turn in the wrong way. And he says like this, V'yomer Boi B'Shalom Nifneim L'Acharim B'Yechidus. Okay? Ha'omni Mimizrach Yerushalayim, if you're standing east of Yerushalayim, which we were on Shabbos, U'mitbalim L'Mariv, U'lai Tov Shiyas Sibu Shalayim. He says, well, what you do is do a 360, okay? You do a whole 360, and then you say Boi B'Shalom against the west to show that we are greeting the Malchusa. If we just stay in the same way, nothing is different. So he says, do a full 360, okay? You can do it in the air, you can do it whatever. You do a full 360, and then you go ahead and say Boi B'Shalom again, facing the same direction as you were before. He says, that's what he believes the Red Minhag. In the Yerushalayim Mu'adiyah, he says, it's not such a big deal. Anyways, this whole thing's a minhag. You don't have to go crazy about it, but that, he says, is the correct minhag when one is facing east, when one is davening east of Yerushalayim. Fine. Now, says the Ramah over here, V'yalbish atzmo b'big day Shabbos miyad achar sharachos atzmo. One should get dressed in his big day Shabbos right after he showers, after he washes himself. He should get his big day Shabbos right away. V'zo kvoda Shabbos. That's kvoda Shabbos. That you rinse yourself for Shabbos, and then you go ahead and get dressed for Shabbos right away. Shabbos Gilchasov does point out, though, if you're, let's say, still doing preparation for Shabbos, you're going to be, I don't know, cooking and stuff like that, you're afraid you're going to get your Shabbos clothes dirty, then you're allowed to wait till later on to go ahead and get dressed. You don't have to get your dress. It's more important to have clean Shabbos clothes than the kindness Ramah of getting dressed right away. Okay, lo yuchatz l'Shabbos ela samach le'erev. Better to take your shower for Shabbos only samach le'erev. Obviously, in a dormitory, not everyone could make the last one in the shower. You have to make sure that everyone has time to go in the shower, so you don't have to wait till the last second. Shiyal b'shatz miyan. Whenever you're going to go ahead and come out of the shower, you go ahead and get dressed. It should be sometime before Shabbos in order that it's covered for Shabbos. That's the correct thing to go ahead and do. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Siv Katan Yud Aleph, okay? He says, V'gam anashim nagetz kon alakas neres lirchozit atzim lil shbibu lil shbig day Shabbos. Also, the woman, they should also shower and then get in their big day Shabbos before alakas lirs v'ashilem. But on the winter months when Shiloh is getting early and people are at work until right before, be very careful to make sure that you get out of the shower in time. We talked about this earlier on. It's better to go earlier in the winter, not wait till the last second. If the women are mit acher, okay, and they're going mitzvah yoter shetadli kach b'malbushei chol. It's better for the women to light candles in their weekday clothes, milavo chas l'shol, and sali chilul Shabbos, then they get dressed and putting on their makeup, and they can be, because they'll have their shkia, and they can be over sali chilul Shabbos. V'mabal rotza shemit, v'mabal roa shemit acharim. If the husband sees that the woman is taking her time and she's not going to make candle lighting, mitzvah gedola shu yadik aneres, let the man go ahead and light the candles. The wife is going to be upset at him. Tell him to jump, too bad. Okay, if it's going to miss Shkia, it's going to miss the time for Alokas Neros, then the husband should just go ahead and light the candles. Now, people make this mistake, and this is where the husbands get the wrong. This does not mean that she's not going to make Zman Alokas Neros. Here, Yerushalayim, she's not going to make 40 minutes before Yerushalayim. She doesn't make 40 minutes before Yerushalayim. It's not the end of the world. That's the reason why we have extra time. She doesn't make exactly 18 minutes before Shkia. It doesn't mean the husband should go light the candles and steal her mitzvah. Like Moreno Rabin or Levinson points out over here at the Ramasla below, Ach lo yit kotek bishvil hadlaka bizman kinesis ha-shavis v'shabaluach. You should not fight, and the husband should not steal her mitzvah if she's not going to make hadlaka zman eres Shabbos according to what the Luach says is not going to make. It means talking about she's not going to make Shkia. So even though she's going to make it a few minutes before Shkia, that's fine. It's not great, but it's better than, and therefore one should not fight over this baby. We may make this big mistake over here. Why do we have hadlakas neres? We'll see in the next simile. We'll have an introduction in just 1 minute. That one of the main reasons hadlakas neres is shalom bayis. It's supposed to be for shalom bayis. So you're going to go ahead and fighting over Zman Alokas Neres, not going to make 40 minutes, not going to make 18 minutes. So you're wrecking the whole idea of Alokas Neres Shabbos in order that you can light exactly at the correct time. Okay, so that is the halacha over here. One should try and be makpid to do it on time. If it doesn't make it exactly on time, not to worry. But if you see she's not going to even make shkia, she's still in the shower, 5 minutes before shkia, she's not going to be able to get dressed. So the husband should go ahead and light the candles to make sure that Neres Shabbos are lit. Just a quick introduction to Simon Reish Samach Gimel. And then we'll call it a day, we'll start Reish Samach Gimel tomorrow. Says, okay, so Reish Samach Gimel is the beginning of the Dinim of Halakas Neros, which is going to take us over the next number of days, talking about the halachas of Neros Shabbos. Neros Shabbos is a mitzvah derabanan, the Chazal metakin that candles should be lit on Shabbos. It's a chovah, the Lashon Rambam says it's a chovah to light candles, and this chovah is upon every single person. Yes, every single person has to light Shabbos. How does anyone ever say, just like in Hilchos Brachos, okay, one person, not everyone makes the bracha, even though everyone needs a bracha, one person bracha makes the bracha, is motzi everyone else. So to over here, generally the mother of the household will make halakas Neros Shabbos, and she's motzi the whole family on their chovah zaguf of Neros Chanukah, Neros Shabbos. However, if in certain cases, and we'll learn these halachas later on, sometimes you have to light your own Neros Shabbos in certain, and you can't be yotzei through your mother, or you can't be yotzei through the yeshiva. And generally, someone has to light candles here in yeshiva, and we both see everyone in halachas Neros. We'll get to these halachas later on. Now, there's two reasons why we have halachas Neros, and this is very important. Number one is for kavod Shabbos. Just like we have other mitzvahs that we light candles for, some people light candles at a bris milah. Some people light candles when they walk the chasen and kala down the aisle. That's for cover to the mitzvah. Cover to the mitzvah is through halakas neros. Therefore, it brings a certain honor to the Shabbos, and therefore one in is covered Shabbos. And then we have another din of oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is that we should have light on Friday night. If you didn't have the, back in the day, you didn't have the candles light for Shabbos, so you didn't have any light, and that was going to ruin your Onig Shabbos. Okay? Chazal called also, as we just said before, sometimes Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis and Onig Shabbos is really intertwined as the same idea over here, in order that people don't trip over Eitzim Vahavonim, you don't start tripping over things in your house, and it's not really enjoyable to eat a meal in the complete dark, and therefore that's another reason why Chazal are metakin in order to have candlelight, right? So one is kavod, and one is onyx / shalom bites. As you can imagine, nowadays, where we have electronic lights, we have chashmal in the house, b'chol mikra, the onyx Shabbos din is really not so important nowadays, because you're mekayim the din of onyx Shabbos through leaving your dining room light on. Your dining room light on is going to give you enough light that you're going to be able to eat, and you're not going to trip over Eitzim Vavonim in your house, and therefore the Shalom Bayis aspect is gone down. Nowadays, the Shemir Shabbos, where Shlomo Zalman holds, the Iker reason why we light candles is really for Kavod Shabbos. It's really for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, Rav Moshe finds it. We'll see a little machlokes how this is going to come out later on, a very important halacha l'maisa. He holds you have to light candles also for Onig Shabbos. It has to add light also. Okay, we'll see what the Nafkamin is going to be later on. But nowadays, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, the Iker reason why we light Shabbos candles now is for Kavod Shabbos, and therefore the mitzvah still is here. And we still make a bracha on this mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem. You'll continue and start from Simon Reis, Samach Gimel inside next time. Everyone have a great day.